Ali Horgan, in the end, I suppose you're fairly gutted to have conceded such a late goal.
Yeah, we conceded last year, I think, a 94th minute winner from DMS's three kicks, so at least this wasn't a winner. But I think, all in all, and I know we probably had more goal chances than them, but Drogheda had more of the possession, Chris, so I don't really think that. I think overall a draw was a fair result, as much as being in the lead for that length of time, you know, you were hoping to hang on to it.
Well, they got the tonic of such an early goal, and you responded well, went in at the break 2-1 up.
Yeah, we were very poor at the start, and that's credit to Drogheda. Drogheda were by far the better side at nil all till 1-0, and then probably we were the better side till we went 2-1 up, and then Drogheda took over again. The second half they kept possession very, very well. Yeah, we had a great chance to go 3-1 up, but I think Andy Quinn took it off the line. I know we took it out of the blood. Other than that, we really didn't threaten. But to be fair, after they equalised, albeit with 10 minutes of play including injury time, I thought we were very good again, and looked like probably we could go on and win it. But no, you know, can I complain about refereeing decisions? And we were very unlucky. Not really. I thought we took a cut off it as a draw, and we move on.
Some good forward play, some good linkages. Eric McWood certainly put himself about.
Yeah, it's you know, the new lads, and it's a new team. I mean, you had Prodigy from last year there, you have Ethan, you have Ryan Rainey out of position, Ryan Connolly, Barry. That's about the height of what you had out there tonight that had been here last year. And it's a new team. We need to get better, Chris. I do think we will get better, but we need to stay in touch and not drift away, if you know what I'm saying by that. Like, however, look, we took a cut off it. We tried to win it after they equalised. We tried to win it at the start of the game. As I said, I think all in all, a draw is a fair result. You know, yeah, it probably is disappointing with the concession of the late equaliser.
And a big night for young Gavin Mulroney.
Yeah, Gavin did well. Gavin's been training very well, and he stepped in, and I thought his handling and kicking and confidence was very, very good. And, you know, it's brilliant to have him, you know, to call on him. And he's put his head down and he's worked. It's a big step for him. And, you know, we need him, and we need everyone, Chris, out there, to put it that way to you. You know, we need the supporters. I thought they were brilliant on the basis of the night that was in it, that they came out. And in particular, when we went 1-0 down, that they backed us to a hilt. A lot of the players here, a lot of players from outside the country, that they're mad to support. We need to give them something to support. I thought we did to an extent there tonight, but you know, maybe years ago, you know, the crowd, their expectation might have been a little bit above possibly where we're at. And sometimes it turns players away, and their confidence shoots down when they're being criticised because you conceded an early goal. That didn't happen tonight, and they were brilliant, I must say. And that's not me trying to buy the win the mother. That's days done with me, you know what I mean? It's we do need to be patient, and you know, we'll be behind in other home games and away games. Please God, we'll be ahead in a few as well, that they can sit back and enjoy to a degree.
And finally, you won't have to lift them too much. Northwest Derby to look forward to now. A little bit of recovery time.
Yeah, look, it's a huge game. At the best of times, I mean, over the last number of years, we probably bridged the gap to, you know, we decreased the difference in standard between the two clubs and players. I think with what Rory has taken in, and you know, with the way they've started off, I think there is a gap there. There's no point in me pretending that there isn't. We're just hoping maybe that we can get that extra little bit out of the players to try and equalise it or make it difficult. But there's no point in pretending that Derry are on top of the table. They're top of the table and top of the table for a reason, because they've smashing players and have got lads back that were there before, you know, including one or two that were with us along the way. And you know, Rory and Alan Reynolds have driven them on, and nobody more clever than them.